So, you have a movie for me?
No, sir, I don't.
Amazing. Wait, what?
Yeah, no, I didn't write one.
Oh. Okay. So...
Yeah?
You have a movie for me?
No, sir, I don't.
Right, yeah, okay, I just don't know what to do in this situation. This hasn't happened before.
Well, sir, my printer ran out of ink, so I figured, you know, why bother?
I guess that makes sense, but I still feel pretty uncomfortable and unsure as to why you came into my office.
I thought it might be nice to just hang out for a little bit.
You and me?
Me and you.
Myself and yourself?
Ourselves, together.
All right, I mean, I don't really see how I can monetize that, but okay.
I just feel like we spent a bunch of time together and I don't know anything about you. Like, who's in that picture behind your desk?
In the picture frame?
Yeah, who is that?
Well, that's just a picture of me with my family on vacation. We saw some plants and we were like, we should take a picture in front of these plants.
Well, see, I had no idea. You have beautiful children, sir.
You don't have to lie.
I don't like any of their faces. I hate looking at them.
Yeah, don't really know what happened there.
Your daughter has just a ton of facial hair.
She does, yeah. Got that from her mom, I think.
Anything you want to know about me?
Sure. Have you...
Uh-huh.
Do you have a movie for me?
I don't, no.
Oh, dang it. I don't like this interaction at all.
Come on, sir. I mean, there's nothing about me that you're interested in knowing more about?
Honestly, we've met several times now. I get the gist.
We have spent a lot of time together, yeah.
I just mean, like, I get it, you know? Like, you have that thing you like to say.
I do always say that thing, don't I?
Oh, why are you looking off into the distance like that?
In fact, I say it kind of a lot.
Kind of feels like you're trying to transition into a montage clip show, and I did not sign up for that. Oh, what's happening?
Is that gonna be hard to do?
No, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
It's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
It's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Pretty catchy, right?
Super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. Super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Great.
Super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
What?
Actually, super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
What do you mean?
Actually, super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh!
Actually, super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Really?
Super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Wow. What a trip down memory lane.
I specifically said I didn't want this to be a clip show. That's the laziest kind of comedy episode there is.
And then, of course, there's that thing you always say.
Look, I know that I say things are tight a lot, okay? We don't have to cut away to me saying it's happening again.
Oh, hitting flies into your grandfather's mouth is tight.
Oh, promising to not wear pants is tight.
Inexplicable accents are toit.
Hilarious impalements are tight.
Secret monster holes are tight.
Cats with haunting faces are tight.
Turds in the wind are tight.
Talking slower is tight.
Running into pies is tight.
Risking your life so nobody sees your ding-dong is tight.
Your parents are tight.
What?
Wow.
I guess you do like saying things are tight after all.
I already admitted that before the montage.
You know, that actually reminds me...
Please stop.
...of some other moments we've spent together.
Okay, I'm gonna need you to stop making us sit through blurry montages with crappy guitar music, okay?
He doesn't mean that.
That's okay.
No, I did mean that, yeah.
So, you know, anyway,
You have a movie for me?
You know that I don't.
I thought you might have thought of one during the weird flashbacks.
I didn't.
Okay, you know what? Why don't you tell me about yourself a little bit, okay? Let's have a chat.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, what was your childhood like?
Oh, okay. Well, you know, pretty standard childhood. Just me and my 17,000 brothers and sisters, all with identical faces.
Sure. And what would you say was, like, the biggest obstacle on your life journey?
Well, you know, now that I think about it, I'd say that...
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
Are you trying to squeeze a biopic out of me?
Ah, guilty. You got me.
Look, sir, I understand that this conversation isn't leading to anything we can sell to people. I just thought, you know, maybe we deserved a break. We've been working really, really hard together.
Have we?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of these meetings, sir. I mean, a lot.
Really? I mean, it can't be that many, right?
Hey everybody, it's Ryan. Thanks for watching episode 200 of Pitch Meeting. I've made many, many, many hours of this series, and it really means a lot that you guys are still watching. So thanks again, and as always, let me know in the comments section what movies you want to see pitches for. Don't forget to like and subscribe and all those things. That really helps a lot. And check back soon for a new video for an actual movie next time. Bye-bye.